بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Tonight is, according to what we have seen in the Ahadith, Laylatul Qadr. The previous two nights are preparation for this night. And so, worthy to, for us to speak a bit about Laylatul Qadr, the part of it that we can understand. There was a session a month or two ago, I think we had, about the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayha. In which we said there are ahadith. Some have deemed the narrators and transmitters to be ghulat. However, as Shaykh al-Kulayni, thiqatul Islam, أثبتوا الناس, as Najashi says in regards to Shaykh al-Kulayni, as he has identified them correctly, they are not ghulat, they are great scholars, and the ahadith that they narrate from the Ahlul Bayt suggest that the batn, the unseen of Laylatul Qadr, is Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayha. That doesn't have a superficial meaning, okay? That's not something on a human level. That's not something that refers to the physical manifestation of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra. The Ahlul Bayt are beyond our imagination. There are descriptions of them, valid and legitimate descriptions in our ahadith that can be traced back to the Qur'an, and they go hand in hand. They don't contradict one another. That suggests that the light of the Ahlul Bayt is above all. I think I mentioned in one of the previous nights as well, in the month of Ramadan, as the answer to a question. So not that aspect of it, that is beyond me, just the amount that has been mentioned. And of course, what that does tell us is one important reminder we need to have on this night, and a connection we need to have, is with the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayha. And that connection, that remembrance, that tawassul, that begging of her attention and wanting her to help us on this night will connect us with Laylatul Qadr and the blessings, the unusual blessings. One night khayrun min alf shahr. It's not a joke, and it's not an exaggeration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not exaggerate, and He does not just throw words. 1,000 months, what can be achieved and accomplished over the course of 1,000 months can be accomplished on this night. One of those things is the Qur'an. Don't take the Qur'an lightly. Another reminder for Laylatul Qadr, again the chapter we recited, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. One of the connections we need to make is with the Qur'an. On this night, the night of the 23rd, there's more Qur'an recitation as part of the A'mal. Now, all three nights, of course, you do have the Qur'an before you. You do put it above your head. This night is more serious. We need to have more of a connection with the Qur'an. Qur'an is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed humanity from that time all the way until the day of judgment. It's so great that if you compile the blessings of the Qur'an, it would exceed far beyond 1,000 months, and it came in only one night. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. And this is only one example. Khayrun min alf shahr. It doesn't say how much better. It doesn't say it equals 1,000 months. It says it's better, khayr. How much better? 1,000 times? Billions of times? We are here. This is Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. We get to benefit from this. Saying these words is to remind us before we engage in the a'mal and try to, each of us, in our own little corner that we choose, we try to, while we are together in a congregation, we do the a'mal together, which helps us. We do have this in our ahadith. It is good to get together for these a'mal. And one of the benefits of that is, if you're like me, you would want to come here in a group of people, because if in one of those corners there's someone that has a serious connection with Allah, that'll affect me as well. I can't make that connection myself, but if someone else is there and makes that connection, then that session will be different. And let me use this point that we just mentioned, and if you agree with me, let's all ask Imam al-Hujjah ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif, if he joins for even a few seconds, and he's not limited, he can be in multiple sessions, don't worry about that. If he attends a few seconds, that connection is going to affect all of us. Okay, so make that connection as well with the 12th Imam. Ask him on your own, Ya Abu Salih al-Mahdi, we need your assistance, we need your help. That's the other thing in the chapter, it says, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. All these angels and the ruh, which we have trouble understanding, all of them descend with the permission of their Lord, من كل أمر. All of the affairs that are going to be taking place over the course of the next year will be brought down to earth for them to be executed. Who do they come down to? We have clear hadith. At the time of the Prophet, it was the Prophet. At the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, it was Ali ibn Abi Talib. At the time of Imam Hassan, it was Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. And currently, it's Imam al-Hujjah, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. He is Khalifatullah. Okay. Right now, currently, he is Khalifatullah. And all those angels that are administering things based on what God has given, they're agents of God. They work under the Imam. They bring all of that to the Imam. The Imam is the one that will have it executed through all of these means, all the angels and otherwise. So we need to have that connection as well. So up to this point, we've mentioned the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra. We need to try to remember her, make a connection with her, with the Qur'an, with the Imam of our time. The next, of course, the Imam of our time and the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra are the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. However, each of these individuals for a reason, in a different way. And the Qur'an is the other thiql. Inni tarikum fikum al-thiqlain, right? Two weighty things that are together, not individually, not separately. لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَ حَتَّى يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضِ. They will not separate. They're together. Okay. So that's there. But amongst the Ahlul Bayt, the figures that were mentioned are especially mentioned for this night. The last one that we need to remember is Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn. That you've seen every night, the nights that prepare for Laylatul Qadr and on Laylatul Qadr, visiting Imam al-Husayn, or at least remembering him and saying those words of ziyarah, saying salams to him. So remembering him is also going to be very important. The last point with regards to this night, and inshallah we will begin with the a'mal, as there are more a'mal for tonight, and inshallah we get enough time, is that all of that connection, and all these are intermediaries, the main connection, the one we are trying to get to through these means, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. We're trying to get to Allah. The Imam of our time, as the line in Dua Nudba says, أَيْنَ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي يَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَيْهِ الْأَوْلِيَاءِ. He is Wajhullah. If we refer to him, if we pay attention to him, if we say salams to him, if we look at him, if we want him, if we love him, if we obey him, if we, all of that is because he is Wajhullah الَّذِي يَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَيْهِ الْأَوْلِيَاءِ. All of the awliya turn to him when they want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he is the face of Allah. That's what the dua says. So we're trying to get close to Allah. These are the intermediate. These are the shufa'a, the Qur'an, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Imam al-Hujjah, Imam al-Husayn. All of these are the shufa'a. But there is one thing that is necessary about ourselves that we need to pay attention to on this night. And that is each of us looking at ourselves and realizing our poverty, our neediness, realizing that, as Dua Abu Hamza al-Thumari says, Imam Zain al-Abidin in that dua says, خَيْرُكَ إِلَيْنَا نَازِلْ وَشَرُّنَا إِلَيْكَ صَاعِدْ. You're good, O Allah. Everything that we have around us, if I pay attention to it, there's so much good, I can't even count it, as the Quran says, when تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You can't count it. It's not really something you can count, because we're not even aware of it. How many of the stars in the different galaxies that are so far away from us do we even know? Did you know each and every one of them has an impact on us? Every particle in this universe, سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. I created the sun and the moon and all these stars for you. Every little molecule, every subatomic particle in the universe, in this material realm, is for you. And it needs to be there for you to be there, for us to be there, for me to be there. It's not just the oxygen we inhale and we take it for granted. It's not just the gravity that we take for granted. It's not just the rest of this material system that we have been able to discover just a little bit of. There's still so much more we haven't discovered. All of those are ni'am and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what about me towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What have I done? See my shortcoming. Those lines in Dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali are for that, to see. I need to see my shortcoming. I need to see that He's given me everything. I have not done anything. Nothing. Because the more, if Allah blesses us, one of the blessings of Allah would be to realize that every good that I do is a blessing from Him, not from me. And so how can I thank Him? How can I thank Him? But the focus on our neediness, we shouldn't come here thinking, okay, I'm fine, I have everything, and I'm not worried about anything, for those who are like that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with problems. blesses us with anxiety, blesses us with that waiting period, blesses us with all these different things to make us realize you don't have everything you think you do sometimes. Sometimes it makes us feel we don't. Okay? But how desperate do we feel we are? We need to increase that feeling of desperation in ourselves in order that our connection is stronger. As great as we view Imam al-Husayn or Imam al-Hujjah or the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, there's a huge difference between when you go to them heartbroken, feeling like you're in dire need, and a time where you're going there and you feel like you have everything, you're just going there for a visit. There's a huge difference between the two. This may be more important than the first few points that were mentioned that we need to keep in mind on this night, inshallah, Allah, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, by the right of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, by the right of Amir al-Mu'mineen, by the right of Imam al-Husayn, by the right of Imam al-Hujjah, by the right of the Qur'an, grants us the best of the blessings that he has blessed, the best of his creation on this night, inshallah. Wallah, hasten the return of our Imam. Help us be his true and close companions. Wallah, help all those who are helping your cause, especially those who are fighting and putting their lives on the line in Iraq and Syria and Lebanon. A new part of liberating Syria has started. I don't know if you've been on the news on that one or not. In the northern regions that were still under the terrorists. And there's still areas that they need to liberate. Anyhow, believers who are fighting on those fronts to protect Islam and the Muslimin, Iraq and Syria, in Palestine, in Lebanon, in wherever else, in Yemen, in Bahrain, those who are fighting a political war from the prisons, and in Arabia, and wherever else that I can't think of right now. Believers are struggling and trying to fight for the cause of Allah. Allah protect them, grant them victory. We ask you to curse their enemies and all the enemies of Islam, all the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, inshallah. Allah especially help and protect our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. Allah forgive us all of our sins. Forgive us all of our sins. Forgive us all of our sins. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. Allah, we all have hajat, we have needs. We want hajj in the following year. We want the ziyarah of all of the Ahlul Bayt. We want closeness to yourself. We want to be able to live a year where we don't commit sins and we're able to taste the great flavor of being close to you as the Ahlul Bayt have and their students and their companions have. Allah, we have all of these hajat. We ask you by the right of the Ahlul Bayt to grant us these hajat, these needs, the requests that we have. Relieve all of those who are suffering from illnesses, from difficulties, hardships, financially and otherwise. And Allah, we ask you to relieve all the oppressed people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa Alih, rahimallah, man qara al-Fatihata ma'as-salawat.